Well, we didn't. We were feeling pretty positive about the morning, to be honest. We were in a good position overnight with a couple of early wickets. Didn't quite happen for us, but we held in, bowled actually really rather well and got our rewards either side of lunch. And then, yeah, the mayhem kind of happened. A lot of credit has to go to their guys, to Chris Rushworth. Bowled a beautiful opening spell and put us under a lot of pressure, and John Hastings did a really good job the other end as well, and they knocked us over very, very cheaply. Kind of, it got a bit cloudy, I suppose. A bit more humid, perhaps. It perhaps did a bit more, and yeah, you know, I think fair play to them. They bowled very well and put us under pressure and knocked us over really early. It was an important partnership between Tim and Stephen at the end to get us an extra 40-odd. And we're really happy with the position we are overnight, 20 for 2. You'd probably rather be in our shoes rather than theirs. So yeah, all in all, ending on a positive day.
I think that's a good shout. I mean, obviously, the one question that everybody's asking around the ground today is why did we not enforce the follow-on? Obviously, I came out to the dressing room at the end of the innings when we just dismissed them and found you in an ice bath with no Murta here. Obviously, he put on some heroics to get out there and top score. But with no Murta here, your workload obviously has shot up, as has Finney's. I think in hindsight, even with the collapse, certainly not the wrong decision not to enforce the follow-on, was it?
No, I don't think so. Whenever you're a bowler down, it always puts pressure on the other guys around, and me and Finney, for them to put them back in would have meant we'd have to back it up with another 20, 25 overs perhaps, and we didn't feel, we felt we could have done with a little bit more time off our feet, really. I still think that's the right decision. I mean, it didn't go to plan with a bat. So hindsight's a wonderful thing, but I think we do the same thing again. To be honest, we'd bat again, possibly bat a little bit better, but you know, the position we're in now, we really feel good about a win, hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's the irony. I mean, having not enforced the follow-on so that you could have a nice rest, you find yourself back out there after an hour. But they're two down overnight. Disappointing, obviously, to come off a little early with bad light there, because I think another couple tonight, and that would have very firmly swung the game our way. But on to you personally, James. It's another 6 wickets for you in the game. Speaking to Jono earlier this week, he's delighted with the progress you're making. I mean, how are you finding things?
I'm really happy. It's been a long time coming. I really wish that I'd have shown this sort of form from my start in my Middlesex career. It didn't happen, but I'm really happy that it's happening now. We've put a lot of work in. It's been a lot of hours gone in the background, and we worked on a lot of things last year to be better, to be quicker, and it didn't happen. So we spent a lot of time going back to what I know, and we're starting to find some results. And the ironic thing is we're probably bowling with a little bit of extra pace that we went searching for last year anyway. So yeah, I'm feeling really happy and really positive about things.